listening to Loving BDSM Podcast, episode 34. Hey everybody, Kayla Lords here. Today, let's talk about what to get the kinky mom in your life this Mother's Day. Welcome to the Loving BDSM Podcast. If this is your first time listening, glad to have you. If you're back for another week, welcome back. Loving BDSM is produced every Friday for your kinky pleasure and education, and show notes are found at KaylaLords.com. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If you love what you hear, we'd love a good review on iTunes to help other kinksters find us. You can follow me on Twitter at Kayla Lords or stalk John Brownstone at SouthernSirsPlace.com. All links are in the show notes. So before we get into the show, I want to talk to you about something that is very awkward for me. I sort of feel like I'm standing here with my hand out saying, "Please, sir, can I have some more?" Some of you know, I am on Patreon, and I am always and currently and actively seeking kinky patrons. What kinky patrons sort of means is that if you were to choose to support me on Patreon, you could pledge as little as a dollar or up, any dollar amount you want, each month to help support the work I do, to help me keep doing this work, or simply to sort of say, "Atta girl, good job." Only one person gets to say "good girl," so good job will have to do. You can pledge, like I said, as little as a dollar a month, and you can stop it at any time. So there's no commitment, and there's no need to do it if you're strapped for cash. And the whole thing is meant to be easy and a way to support people who create things that you like that we don't necessarily get paid to do, or that we can't do because we have to do the job that pays us, or there's all kinds of reasons people use Patreon. So why am I sort of awkwardly trying to talk about this now and not doing my usual cheery little like 30-second promo just, "Oh, as a reminder"? Because I really, truly need your help right now. Yes, you, the one listening to the podcast. Not somebody who reads the blog necessarily, but always use their help. And it's not about publishing books or writing, although I will say that my kinky patrons are the reason I was able to get Kinky Love Notes done the way I did, complete with paperback copies and images in the book, and even the really professional formatting I used. If not for them, I couldn't have done that. And when it's time to do the next book, I'll be grateful for their support then too. But today and right now, and me talking to you, it's about the podcast. It's truly about the podcast. So before anybody goes into a panic, I can hear littles and baby girls and other submissives I know gasping. Loving BDSM isn't going anywhere, okay? I need to put that out there. We're here to stay. I'm going to record this until somebody pries the computer / microphone from my cold dead hands. But we are having equipment issues, like major equipment issues. So I do everything on the cheap that I can. I don't like to spend a lot of money, and if I can't get it on sale or with a coupon, I don't like to buy it. And so anything I can do that's free or really, really cheap, that's what I do. So when we started this podcast, that was exactly what we did. We used my old laptop. It was actually while I was still using it. And it was dying. It's currently like old and decrepit. Okay. It no longer runs the program we use to record the way it should, not because there's something wrong with the program or because they're not compatible. We use something called Audacity, which many, many people in the audio recording world know and love. It's just not enjoying doing anything we ask of it. It's not processing well, so it skips in the middle of recording. I've actually seen the recording stop and start. It stops recording altogether. It won't start back up. It eats podcasts. One night, John Brownstone and I spent like 2 hours trying to record a podcast that kept getting eaten by the laptop. So we moved to a different laptop, but this one belongs to Daddy's work. It's his work laptop that he's allowed to bring home. Now, I know everybody and their brother out there, I used to do this too. If you have a piece of work equipment like a laptop and they let you bring it home, of course they use it for personal stuff. Yeah, but this is a little bit different. This is like our very like personal life, and it's the show, and I need to, like, the show has to be housed and safe, and I don't know what I'll do with the recordings, but I need them to be safe. So it kind of, it's a little eh. Plus, I'm using it today actually to record the show. It doesn't have a mic or a camera. Now, I don't need a camera to record, but the mic, certainly. And no, I didn't really know they made laptops with no mic or camera anymore either. And I'm using Daddy's old headset, which literally is as old as the hills, and it's not really designed for what I'm doing, but it's my alternative. So it's not like we're without options. We do have a really great option. Daddy has a high-powered, custom-built desktop computer that he's had for ages. The only thing he's had to do in the past like year or so is change out the motherboard and some other part. I'm not a computer person. I'm not even going to go there. But it's a good, robust system. That thing's not going anywhere anytime soon. It's not like, oh, we tried one laptop, then we tried another, we're going to try the desktop, and then like 2 months later we're going to do something else. This thing will be it as long as it's a working desktop. And it can handle everything we need to do, and it's got the space and the memory we need, and it already uses, you know, we already use Audacity for other things on it, and so yay, that's great. But here's the problem. So as some of y'all know, because I've talked about it, it's kind of the joke, we record in our closet. Because it has the best acoustics in the whole house. It's a very small room. They call it a walk-in closet, and really all you can do is walk in. And it's surrounded with clothes, and all of that, you know, helps with the noise. The noise can't bounce off of anything because of all the clothes, but it's such a small room, there's no place for the noise to bounce off of. So it's perfect for recording. Well, that's lovely, but I can't bring the desktop into the closet. I barely fit in here. I add John Brownstone, and it's a really tight squeeze. Y'all, one of these days we're going to have to take a selfie. I need to get a selfie stick and let y'all see this. If I tried to, you know, unplug a desktop, how crazy is that, and plug it back in, you know, it just isn't going to work. So we have to record where the desktop lives, and the desktop lives in the living room. Now, the living room, we don't have a big place. We don't. Our whole place that we live is like 1,000 square feet. It's perfect for us. We are very happy here. But the biggest room in the whole place is the living room where the desktop lives. So if you know anything about sound, you know that the bigger the room, the higher the ceilings, the more things can echo. We'll just be talking to one another and our voices echo. So now imagine trying to record. Well, you can record in a room like that if you have to. And there are workarounds. There are things you can add to around the wall and around the computer and around you to sort of help block sound and keep the echo down. But the thing, and all the research I've done, the thing I need is a high quality microphone that is designed for me to speak into it and help block the noise and all this good stuff. And in my research, some of the best ones, now the best ones are like $1,000. No, I do not need a $1,000 microphone. But the ones that I'm like, oh, okay, these could possibly work, because what I'll do is I'll hand this over to my IT department named John Brownstone and say, okay, which one is the best one? But they cost anywhere from $200 to $300, y'all. Y'all, I don't sell that many books in a month. I don't sell that many books in a year, okay? So I want to believe, I need to believe y'all's feedback, and y'all talk to me in so many different places, Google+ and Twitter and my email and on Tumblr and Facebook and all these different places. Y'all let me know, you have let me know that what we're doing here is meaningful to you and it helps you. And that, I mean, that makes me want to cry. It makes me so happy. So I figured this is a problem that maybe isn't, it can be solved in a bigger way and not just me stressing out where the hell I'm going to get $200 or $300 out of our budget. So I have Patreon, and I thought what I'd do is put this out there to y'all. I kind of did the math looking at unique downloads, and if everyone who listens to the show pledged $1 for just 1 month, like pledge it, let your credit card get charged, and then stop and say, no, I don't want to do this anymore. If everybody did just that, I could buy the mic, probably a really good mic, and keep producing shows of an even better quality than you're used to. You'd be able to hear me, which is the issue I have right now. I'm sort of freaking out. But with a better mic, we'd actually sound better, y'all. And I know some of y'all have heard the shows where it skipped a little bit or it sounded funky. I know, because I heard it in post-production, but there was nothing I could do. That was just how I had to send it out there. So for anybody who's like, yeah, but what the hell do I get for my money? I totally get that. I'm the same way. I'm the chick that doesn't buy anything I can't get on sale. I totally get it. For a dollar more on Patreon, there are perks. I assign perks based on your level. So if you only give a dollar, normally you get virtual and not real life, like squishy boob hugs. And if you go $3 and up, there's other little perks. And there are some, I like to think there's some pretty good perks. I do videos, y'all, once a month for Patreon people talking about kink and sex. And I talked about sex toys last time, like I'm talking about sex toys today. But for this, because it's like a true like plea and shout out and hey y'all, can you help? I will do a shout out in the show for anybody who pledges even a dollar to help buy the mic, okay? And I can't do it all in one show. I mean, there's that part of me that goes, oh, I'm sure dozens of people will respond. And maybe you will, and that'd be awesome. But even if it was like 10, I wouldn't do all of y'all in one show because not even y'all want to listen to a list of names. But y'all have heard me do shout outs. I do it for Ruth K all the time. Hey, Ruth, fuck. There you go. I said something silly for her. And that would be another thing. On Patreon, if you pledge, you can also, there's like a news feed kind of thing. It's very social. It's, you know, typical stuff. You could send a message and go, ooh, for my shout out, I want you to say, you know, Sir Schmoopsy Pants. I love saying Sir Schmoopsy Pants. I'm saying it for free right now. If you wanted that to be your shout out, I would totally do it. But you know, I will do that. I will give you the recognition for helping me make this happen. Okay. Because it's really one of those things that I have to figure out a solution sooner rather than later. So, this is really hard for me, y'all. I want to be talking about sex toys right now, so I'm going to finish up. I just want you to know that I love doing this. I love, love, love doing this. John Brownstone was a little unsure at the beginning, and I think he loves it now probably as much as I do. He doesn't have he's not able to commit the time that I commit. I don't really have the time, but I do it anyway because I love talking to y'all and I love sharing what I've learned and I love learning from you and I love knowing that, you know, we're connecting even if it's just my voice and your, you know, earbuds or whatever it is. But I'm just trying to bring you the best show that I can. And I'm going to keep bringing you shows and the content will hopefully still be really good. I hope people think the content's good. But I'm afraid of the sound quality. And in order to give you something that is not, that you don't want to turn off because it sounds so awful, I just need your help. So, okay. I am totally done talking about that because I'm ready to get into the actual show and talk about some sex toys because that is more fun for everybody. So, if you have stuck with me this far, holy hell, I love you. And if not, well, I guess they won't get to hear me say fuck, clit, or orgasm. That sucks for them. Anyway, so for anyone in the United States, because I know UK has a different day, Mother's Day is May 8th. I'm recording on April 20th. Mother's Day is May 8th. Ooh, it's just around the corner, and I, as usual, I'm late with lists. So a few weeks ago for Mother's Day, because I was thinking about it at the time, I did a blog post. 8 kinky sex toys or 8 things you can get the kinky mom in your life for Mother's Day, right? Because who doesn't need more kink in their life? But in that list had some sex toys, but it also had things like floggers and cuffs and nipple charms and some fun stuff. And for anybody who maybe didn't see that, I will link to it in the show notes. But today I want to talk about the actual sex toys. Now I've got a couple that were on that list and I got a couple that were not on that list because I hadn't really tried them out or done much with them or whatever when I made that list. But the reason I want to talk about sex toys today is because you can have kinky DS fun with a sex toy, okay? It's not just for masturbating on your own, okay? And even in long distance, you can have kinky fun with sex toys because in DS, anybody who plays with orgasm control, and I know not everybody does, and some people have thought about it and haven't tried it, and a sex toy is a really cool way to try it, but there's forced orgasms, there's just orgasm control where you have to ask permission to orgasm at all, there's edging where you're brought up, you're, you know, stimulated until you're brought to the edge, and then it stops so that you don't get right before, you know, and there's forced orgasms where they, you know, the stimulation goes and goes and goes, and even though you are screaming, no, please, God, stop, I can't take anymore, your body is just orgasming and orgasming. Oh, God, that feels so good. So anyway, I just had a moment in here in the closet by myself. I know that when I play with a toy by myself, I'm gentle. Sometimes I'm even tentative, depending on the toy, like the wand. Oh, God, yeah, I'm going easy on that. But when Daddy does it, holy fucking hell, y'all. And some good toys, I went, oh, that's a good toy. They became favorites over time because they change when he uses them, okay? So I just have a few today. I don't want to overwhelm you with like 20 million toys, just 4. I'm going to go down my list, and some you've heard of because I don't ever stop talking about them, and some maybe you haven't. And I will have links to all of the toys in the show notes if you're interested, if you're looking for yourself or for somebody you know. Full disclosure, a couple of the links will be affiliate links, and then the other two will not be affiliate links. Affiliate links just means that if you click on that link and you go to that site, and at some point in a certain amount of time, usually it's like that day or that visit, sometimes longer, and you shop, I get a commission for you shopping, okay? You don't pay any more. They get their sale. You get your product. I make a few bucks. If you don't use that link, no worries. No problem, okay? But I do use them because girls gotta eat and pay bills and apparently buy a new microphone. So, anyway, let's go through our list here. The first one is always the first one on every list I make. People are gonna get tired of me saying it, but it is the original magic wand, otherwise known as the Hitachi. And it is always on my list. Always, okay? So the Hitachi is great on a lot of levels. You're gonna be able to force orgasms. For me, it makes me squirt and gush when using my hand just doesn't do it. When even daddy uses his hand, it just doesn't do it. The Hitachi will get the job done. Not everybody can squirt or gush. Not everybody needs to. But I think the Hitachi is something that most of us in the kinky world are probably really familiar with, because I still remember the first time, I didn't even know what it was called, and I remember the first time I saw it. It was on Tumblr, and it was a picture of this woman with the thing strapped to her body. I can't remember if that picture was with bondage tape or with rope, but it's done either way. And she's flailing and screaming and crying because it's so powerful. That was hot, y'all. And I have experienced that, and that was hot too. Hitachi, it's what you use when you want to rip an orgasm out of someone. And I say someone, not just a woman. I have seen John Brownstone use it on himself, and that was hot. It is loud. I'll put that out there if you have not experienced it. And the original one, the one we use, plugs into the wall. So you either have to be really close to an outlet, or you have to have like an extension cord. I do know that there's a cordless original magic wand now out and available, and I have been told that it's just as powerful, but I haven't tried it for myself, so I'm not going to tell you that I know for a fact it is. I just know that that's what somebody else told me. This thing, we don't bring it out to play very often. Because it's loud, we have to sort of know that there's no way we can be overheard. But I don't even care that it plugs in the wall. You want to know what I care about? I care about the fact that he can use it on me literally for 10 minutes. That's about my max, maybe 15 if he goes easy on me. And I pass out afterwards. Like, first of all, I'm screaming and crying and practically speaking in tongues, and the bed's soaked, and he's done. And after he makes me drink some water to rehydrate, I curl up and go to sleep. I'm done for the day, okay? That's what I like about it. So I don't care about the cord, but I know some people do. So there's that. The next one is new for me, but I keep it on my bedside. Like, I have not put it away in the toy box. It's close to me if I need it with permission. It's called the Keri, K-E-R-I. I think I'm going to totally kill this company's name, by Svakum. It's a clitoral vibrator, but this is not a behemoth. This is a lightweight, delicate looking little, I'd say wand, but not like big honking wand like you think with the original magic wand. Like, this just a little light little thing, and it's got this like bulbous tip head that's, you know, oblong and circular, and the material's very soft. And the first time we played with it, daddy tried it out, and daddy was using it on me, and it felt good, but we were at the wrong angle. So imagine you are in between a woman's thighs and you are looking at her junk, her pussy, okay? There you go. And you press the wand against her clit, okay? When you do that, the handle is pointed down, okay, towards the floor. That's not a bad angle for me, okay? For me and my body, that's not a bad angle, but it didn't get me there as quickly as I might like. It took a while for the orgasms to build. But when I used it, it flipped. So imagine, you're laying on your back or against the pillows, legs spread, right? I'm totally doing this in the closet, like making all the positions. So you place it down and you put the head against your clit. Well, now the wand is facing the handle is facing up towards your head. That angle, holy fucking hell, y'all. Oh my God. Oh my God. It was so good. So it took me a minute to build up to the first orgasm, which it almost always does. After that, the rest just rolled in, okay? Now, the Hitachi, they roll in too. Well, they explode, but they come one after the other, but they're painful because they're just sort of ripped from you. This is not painful. They were intense, but they were pleasurable without the pain. The intensity was what became overwhelming and was really nice. What happened when it got intense was my thighs clamped together in some sad attempt to reduce the sensations and the intensity, and all it did was intensified everything, which made for some really good orgasms. But I do have a very clear memory of Daddy laughing at me when I did it, because my thighs clamped down. The next orgasm was massive. I screamed. I gushed everywhere. He chuckled. Like, really? You thought that was going to help you? Ha ha, that did not. But when I was done, when I finally like let the thing go, I went to sleep quickly that night. And yes, in a wet spot, because, oh yeah, gushing everywhere. And I like it, and I keep it close by. I have not used it because I've been going to bed so late, and I've been so tired, I've not cared, but I keep it close because I really do like it. And that one charges on, I believe, a USB charger, so that's cool. Now the other one, the third one on the list, is called the Lava 3-in-1, and it's different, but it's kind of cool, it's just different. They say 3-in-1, but really it's four parts. There's the base, which is what you charge, USB charger, and then you have three interchangeable parts. Two are vibrator dildo-y things. They're silicone. They're not very long. They're probably about 4 inches, maybe five long. And they're bulbous, and they have different angles. They're not identical to one another. So if you insert them, you hit different spots. The third is a bullet, and I don't play with bullets that much. If I play with a bullet, it's really meant to be like on my clit or something, and it's like a teeny tiny little thing. This one we inserted, and I don't know if we just didn't have it at like the right spot. It didn't do much for me. That part was not my favorite. But the vibrators, those felt nice. It wasn't explosive orgasms. It wasn't overly intense. But what I found was that if I pressed it to my clit while Daddy fucked me, then those small orgasms that it created would clamp down around his cock, and we were all happy, you know. That was a really nice night that night. So it's a cool one, and it's by Intimate Melody. They make several products. I'll be trying out another one in a few days by them as well. That looks kind of interesting, but yeah, that one you have options. So if you love those little bullet things, this thing's got a bullet, and if you want some options, you can swap out the heads, and that's kind of cool. Now the fourth option, the final one on the list, is a toy called the Vibes, made by a company called Vibes. It's a really cool concept, and it lets you bring your kink out of the bedroom. Oh, love that. So it's a clitoral vibrator that it's about the length of the palm of my hand. I did not have like crazy man hands, so just imagine the palm of your hand. And it's not very wide. It sits in your underwear, in your pants, presses against your clit. And it has buttons on it, sure, to turn it on and to change the vibration tones and the, not tones, but the patterns. But here's the cool part. It can be controlled by an app on your phone. And when I say your phone, I really mean your dominant's phone. If you're not the dominant, if you're the one wearing it, yeah, that person can control it. They can take all the control away from you and make it buzz however they want it to. So, you know, yeah, I have the app on my phone because we were playing with it and I was trying to learn how to use it. And if I felt like using it, I could, you know, I could turn it on with the buttons or I could use my app. But it's kinky when your partner uses it, okay? Because you can go out. Let's go out to dinner for Mother's Day. Leave the kids with Grandma. Okay. And you're sitting there looking at the menu, and next thing you know, you're buzzing all over the place, right? I mean, imagine it. That's some fantasy stuff. Erotic writers have written about that kind of stuff. I've had those fantasies. We see it in, you know, different images. Oh my gosh, that's like the fantasy. So it's not like a one buzz and all. It's kind of a dominance candy store. Because as you're going through this app, there are several different rhythms and patterns for the vibrations, okay? So we all, when I say we all, a lot of us, we're out together. Oh, I love you. We're going to talk. Okay, I would like to look at my phone. Next thing you know, they're pressing buttons on their phone, and you're jumping like a magic jumping bean, y'all, because you can't keep up with what's going to happen next. Now, what I will say, from my experience when we played with it, now it's operated, it works off of Bluetooth, so you have to have some proximity to one another. it was not enough for me to orgasm. It did not cause, I mean, I would have had to sit there and sit there and sit there with it. But I didn't need it for that. And I don't think, if you use it expecting an orgasm, you may be disappointed. If you want to have some control and get your partner warmed up and freak them out by getting kinky in a public place without anybody else being able to see, this one can do that for you, okay? You'll be warmed up for sex by the time, and you might orgasm from it. It might have been bad angle, who knows what the deal was, but it didn't have like this, whoa, this is amazing, but it did feel good, and it was kinky, and it was unexpected, especially once he realized that every time he changed the pattern of the vibrations, I jumped through the roof. Like, I could not control my reaction. I'd like to think that if we'd been out in public, I would have, but I'm not so sure, okay? I definitely recommend that you wear jeans or pants instead of a skirt if you take it out. It's not, it's not teeny tiny. It is quiet, and when I noticed when I was sitting in the chair, when we were playing with it, that if I sat back hard and put weight into my butt, it felt like it got even quieter. So you're not going to get caught, I don't think, with that in. It's a fun marriage of technology, sex, and kink. And it doesn't say on its website, oh, we're here for the kinky people, but we're kinky people, y'all. We can pervert anything. I totally pervert this. It's begging to be perverted. That company now offers a second toy that's come out since I tested out the Vibes called, I'm going to kill this name too, Astasia. I haven't tried it, but it does look fun. It's a clitoral and G-spot stimulator. Yeah, still controlled by the app, y'all. I don't think I could handle it. I don't think I could handle that much stimulation that I'm not controlling. Oh my gosh. So if you decide to do some shopping for Mother's Day, or just because you damn well want a new toy, here's a couple things to keep in mind about the links that I'll have in the show notes. Good Vibes, which is, you can get the Hitachi Magic Wand, like, all kinds of places. I tend to link to Good Vibes, partly because I'm an affiliate, but they offer specials all the time. I'm recording on April 20th. You will hear the show for the first potential time April 22nd. As of right now, they're offering a thing that if you spend $100, you get a free gift. And for them, a free gift is usually, hello, like a free, like, toy or lube or something. But they do free stuff all the time, free shipping or free gifts. So if you use Good Vibes, if you choose to use Good Vibes, you'll probably get something for your money. But you can get the Hitachi in several places. If you have a toy shop you prefer to use, please use that, okay? Search to see if they have the original Magic Wand or not. With the Vibes, if you use the link I provide, it's an affiliate link, you'll actually save $20 or so. When I checked it, like I said, as of April 20th, the Vibes is normally $119, but with my link, you get a discount, and it's $99, okay? Using my link, the way we have it set up, you will get a discount no matter what. Discount might vary depending on what specials they're offering, but there is a discount. The Lava 3-in-1, sold by Intimate Melody. I don't know all the places you can get it, but I do know you can get it from Amazon. Every time they wanted me to try it out, I would actually order it from Amazon. And it was always on sale. They were never offering it full price or whatever. So I don't know about other retailers, but the link I'm going to give you, it's not an affiliate link, but it is to Amazon, and it'll likely be on sale. The carry, I think you can buy it from their website. I don't remember the price. I don't know if you can get it from other places. That one, oh, if you're choosing, you're like, huh, I want the Magic Wand or the carry. It would be difficult for me to tell you which one to pick. I like them both for different reasons that way. But if you really do want something small and discreet, then I would go for the carry. So I want to say, as a mom, on behalf of kinky moms everywhere, okay, we love the flowers and the chocolates and the promise of getting to sleep in one whole day a year, and whatever else small sweet things our kids do, or you help our kids do for us, or whatever it may be. We really do, okay? I got this beautiful hydrangea last year. It's my favorite flower, and I was very, very happy. And I got some dark chocolate. I was very, very happy. But, y'all, we're kinky. And, damn it, even though we're a mom, and we usually have, like, mom brain, and we're in a fog, and we're tired, and somebody can't find their shoes, and somebody needs $5 for something at school, and all this stuff, we want to get our kink on, okay, just as much as everybody else. So In my opinion, from my experience with them, these particular toys provide orgasms and the opportunity for kinky fun with your orgasms. So it's kind of a win-win. So just consider that if you are needing a gift for, if you want to buy yourself something, or if you're like, huh, what can I get the kinky mom I know that I'm getting my kink on with, or that I just really like this person, that, you know, would help them have more kinky fun. This is what I've got for you, okay? And as we go through over the next several months, I've got, like right now, two more toys waiting for me to test, like in my house waiting for me to test, and then more on the way. So we will keep having these conversations about how do these toys feel and are they good for kink? So don't worry. So that's it for me today. I don't know how many times I said fuck, clit. I only said cock a couple times, all right? Okay. hopefully that pushed some buttons for some people in some good ways. But that's it for me this week. I don't know if John Brownstone will be with me next week or not. We have some, like I said last week, we have some big topics coming up, but we've got to like make it work where we can both sit down and do it together and have the time to do it. So anyway, keep it kinky, y'all, and we'll see you next week.